Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm sitting in the lone coffee shop in Sharon's Valley, a small town in New Zealand's North Island. I've traveled here to ask one question. Did convicted murderer Gary Ford really kill his wife 30-odd years ago? So far, all signs pointed to yes. But I wasn't prepared to take yes for an answer. It was like playing a very long game of Cluedo by myself. But I'd lost all the cards, apart from Professor Plum. So every time I played, I had no fun, because there was only one suspect. But then, I received a phone call, and this phone call would change everything. On a cold night in 1987, a warm woman had been murdered in cold blood. Who was really responsible? Was it really the convicted murderer, Gary Ford? But this week, we're slowing things right down. And on this episode of Killjoy, we're asking an equally important question. What about me?
Shit, don't hang up. Sorry, can you just repeat that?
Leave Sharon's Valley right now.
Why? What's why?
Because you've been way too bloody nosy, that's why.
Who are you?
What was that?
Who are you?
Oh, one man.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
This was a startling development. But first, a word from our sponsor.
The world is a scary place. War, homophobia, racism, plastic straws. All of these things are kind of lame, and maybe you'd like to do something about it. But it's hard to know how you can help, and it's even harder to show your friends and colleagues that you care. Virtue makes it easy. When you sign up to Virtue, our algorithm identifies the causes that are most important to you and automatically signs your name on thousands of online petitions. It then posts these petitions onto your Facebook page or other linked social media accounts, publicly identifying you as someone who's taking a stand, all without you having to lift a finger. And while Virtue is signaling your values to your community, you can spend time on what you're really passionate about. Virtue. It's like doing something.
I walked back to the bed and breakfast where I was staying in a daze. I thought I'd check in with my boss. The voice you'll be hearing belongs to Ezra Snipes, senior producer at CBF Radio and this program.
Okay.
Yes, Ezra, it's...
Look, yeah, I understand you're frightened, Amy, and we'll do everything we can to make sure you're safe.
Thanks. Okay? Thanks, Ezra. It means a lot to have your support.
Yeah. Well, we protect our journalists at CBF. But, look, we don't know who made that call. And being threatened does sort of mean that you're doing your job properly.
I've never been threatened like this before. And I'm on my own in the middle of nowhere. I just feel very vulnerable.
Yeah. And again... We'll do what needs to be done to make sure that you have the support that you need to be supported in what you're doing.
Here's the thing, Ezra. I can't find the story here. I don't know. Like, what's the point of this? There's nobody else that's even remotely suspicious.
Okay, look. We're making this podcast in such a crowded market, Amy. Yeah. You have to really have some kind of point of difference for this to work. And you've done some great work for me in the past, like that story about the mom who catfished her own son to teach him about feminism.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
Yeah, and there was that sponsored series about the Pilates instructor who stole, killed, and ate neighborhood cats. Yeah, and that was really, really great work. But at this point, people have heard every angle on the cold case murder story. So what's the angle here, you know? Because those tickets to Auckland were pretty expensive.
Yeah, but I can't change the facts of the case. I don't see where the story's going. And honestly, sorry, just give me a second.
Oh, oh, sweetie. Okay. I understand that this is really hard, but think about how that call adds flavor to the story. Yeah? Like, obviously, I don't want you to get hurt or murdered or tied up and locked in a box and left in the woods. Or, like, you go to his house and we get some amazing audio from the recorder which you've dropped on the floor. And you, like, fight in his living room push him into a glass coffee table. Or, like, he buries you alive and you do your very last sign-off from inside a coffin as you asphyxiate. Or, like, he corners you in a car park and screams, "I'll get you like I got her," you know, or whatever.
Jesus Christ, Ezra.
Sorry about that. But the point is, you need to keep this moving, okay? It just sounds like you're flailing around out there, Amy. And Amy, we're barely staying afloat over here. This week we're doing a series of stories sponsored by the government of Qatar about why slavery isn't always bad. And in the week after, we're doing a documentary paid for by Philip Morris where we get 8-year-old orangutans addicted to cigarettes. Okay, times are tough. We need you to make something special.
Well, what do I do now?
You're a journalist. Follow the story. And if the story is boring, give it a little slap.
If I'm honest, it was very helpful to have Ezra's full support. And I wasn't going to let one phone call derail the project. The next day, I walked through Sharon's Valley. I watched housewives gossiping in the supermarket, men joking around outside the pub, and children playing with shards of broken glass. Any one of those people could have called me. Now I couldn't trust anyone. The threat meant I was asking the right questions, and an idea was beginning to form in my head. An idea to test a part of the official narrative about Joy's death. What happened to the body? On the next episode of Killjoy.
Nice to meet you. I'm Noah.
I was wondering if you could give me a quote on something. I need a man-sized quantity of meat.
We have some specials on there.
Gary was wearing that exact same outfit when he was arrested.
It's just a swan dry.
Noah, you're not allowed to be in here. You're too young. I could get fined.
World-beating podcasts from your own CBF. It's a matter of fact thing when facts matter. CBF, Chicago Broadcast Frequency.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.